Council member Roger Armstrong told the COG group that this year's legislative session, with Senate Bill 136, provided the option for counties to implement a transit sales tax hike of 0.25% without a vote of the taxpayers. In the first year of the tax, the revenues of up to $3.6 million can go entirely to the county, but the council has to decide to enact the tax by the end of this month. Armstrong said it's the last thing he wanted on his radar right now, coming soon after they got approval in the 2016 general election for two new transit sales taxes. Deputy County Manager Jenna Young calculated the new tax would come to $1 to $3 more per resident per month. It will not place taxes on food. After the first year, the revenues will be distributed among the counties that have adopted it, based 50% on population and 50% on the point of collection. County officials calculate the allocation going to Summit County cities would range from $2.4 million going to Park City to $800 to $900 going to Hanover. That would also mean some $18,000 going to Oakley, but that town's mayor, Wade Wolstenkamp, said you have to account for other new taxes the residents might be facing.
You know, the taxes that we've already passed, and then you got the education group that's pushing to get that 10-cent tax on gas. That will also kick back into infrastructure in the roads, 10% of that. And then the South Summit School Board, I believe, is going to pass truth in taxation to raise the taxes so that they can pay teachers more.
In addition, the South Summit Fire District is seeking a tax increase. Figures show Kama City would get some $35,000 a year. Mayor Matt McCormick said he can see some factors against the new tax and some in favor.
It's a tax that people have some control over to some degree. They don't want to pay it, they don't go buy something. And it's not items that are necessary to survive. For Camas, this number increases my road budget almost 30%. Is that significant?
Yeah.
So I like it from that standpoint. What I don't like about it is, Mayor Wilson, you mentioned all these things that are coming down the line in taxes. There's one other thing that I know he's going to be dealing with, and so are we, and I'm guessing Mayor Ames is, and that's discussions about water and sewer rates. From that standpoint, like Mayor Wilson said, it's just piling on, piling on.
He said his council recently discussed the new tax. They felt they don't want to impose a new tax, but it might be okay. Colville Mayor Trevor Johnson said his first blush reaction is that the new levy is terrible timing.
Like you guys are looking at, we've already raised our sewer rates. We're building a water treatment plant this year. Just this last month, our water rates went up. We're on the heels, or not on the heels, right in the middle of trying to distribute, figure out, and allocate the tax that we just passed this last year, the transportation, that affected transportation. And it just feels like going to the citizens for this ask is a lot. In the world of perception and how we market it or whatever, I think it's an uphill battle. I, like Mayor Beeman, believe that the state is just trying to outsource its public image problem.
The county's projections say Colville would receive $22,000 a year under the formula. Johnson said getting that funding would be awesome, but if he had to, he could figure out how to find that funding elsewhere. The mayor said he doesn't know if, quote, the juice is worth the squeeze. Similar sentiments came from Francis Mayor Byron Ames. Speculations are his town would get some $13,000 a year.
$13,000 is a nice hefty chunk of our road budget every year. The impact compared to the benefit seems to be, if you could take out emotion and the feelings and all of the optics kind of stuff, take all of that out, it seems like it's almost a no-brainer for the benefit of it, and where a lot of it is outsourced, the impact to tourists. But on the flip side of that, there are a lot of things coming down the pipe in Eastern Summit County and in Camas Valley.
Council members Armstrong and Glenn Wright said another argument in favor is that if the counties don't implement the tax, the legislature might decide to do it anyway, and Capitol Hill would control where the tax money goes. But Park City Mayor Andy Bierman said he doesn't think the counties really have that axe hanging over their head.
I don't think that's a realistic threat, because, well, they have that option. It went in front, and it was overwhelmingly thrown out immediately that they could just levy this on this. And the whole point is to pass the buck to the cities and the counties to levy our taxes. So I think there's good economic reasons to do this. I think the threat is pretty minor that the legislature is going to move on this. And I've had some conversations with the league to get their take on it, and they feel the same way, that it would be very unusual for them to basically take this over.
Bierman said the new levy is appealing because the county doesn't have a lot of financial resources. His concern is that with June 30th looming, the county doesn't have a lot of time to reach out to the public.
But having gone through this last year when we increased the TRT tax, and we only had about 6 weeks notice and did very, very extensive public outreach in that 6 weeks, we got clobbered by the business community. They're still furious with us. And even though we produced all the same things showing how we're still competitive, the Lodging Association went nuts. And they're still fuming. So I can only imagine when they see this, they're probably going to take issue with it.
I met with them today.
Did you?
They're actually pretty supportive.
Okay. Well, see how that goes, because they told us they were supportive, and then they chewed on it. But they have to change their rates. A lot of them say they just end up eating it. Ditto with the resorts.
Another big question for County Council is what other counties will sign on to the new levy. Under the distribution formula, Summit County will be sending revenues out unless some of the major Utah counties join in. County officials said at the COG meeting that they will know by June 22nd whether Salt Lake County will implement the new tax. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.